Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. David, you know, we're all about trying to eat healthy these days. Some of us do a better job at it than others. And I know you get out and ride your bike all over the place and you're in really good shape and all that kind of thing. And that is certainly a lot better situation than a lot of folks in the audience. But let's talk about some unhealthy foods and tie that into the financial world, if you will. I'll depend on you to do all that. Unhealthy financial foods. We'll call that the topic of this conversation. We can explore some unhealthy foods and find their parallels in the financial world. Anytime you're on a diet or, you know, watching what you eat, you hear about empty calories. Where do we find them in our food, and where do empty calories appear in the financial world?
Well, I don't know about you, but I know exactly where I find them in my diet. So, you know, diet sodas or chips or stuff that crunches that is not celery and carrots. So that's where I get it. And it's stuff that, boy, is it delicious when you're eating it. But yeah, when you're done, you're like, okay, did that really get me anywhere? You know, maybe the financial parallel there, Ron, is when we're doing initial reviews for people, a lot of times they'll bring in a financial plan that they have from another advisor, and they're pretty pleased with it because it tends to be pretty thick. Mm-hmm. So as a financial professional, when I look through those books, you're like, oh my gosh, this thing is just full of boilerplate, just a bunch of filler. And you feel like saying to that person, you know, none of this is customized to you. It doesn't really provide you any true advice, but you try to find a more graceful way around that. I think what's really important, first of all, having a financial plan is really important, and you want it to be really good calories for your financial plan, not empty calories. So I think it's really important that when you have a plan that you have to understand it. Of course, your advisor needs to understand it, but you have to understand why it's important to you, and that means you're actually going to follow it. So things like a lot of the times when I see these empty plans, they might have an expense inflation factor, for instance, of maybe 1% a year for the entire time this person's going to be retired. Well, that is really, really optimistic. And you don't really want a plan that is overly optimistic. I see investment rates of return planned into these plans that have maybe 10% return on investment year over year over year. That is not going to happen during your retirement. So what you want is a plan that is healthy for you and for the 20 or 25 years you're going to spend in retirement. And so you just want to scrutinize. If you get a big, thick book and that's your financial plan and your advisor hasn't gone through that to make it so that it's understandable to you, it's probably full of a whole bunch of empty calories, and that's not the plan you want.
And if you get one of those and you start trying to read that thing, it's like trying to read War and Peace, except not nearly as interesting. David, how about added sugar? I can't think of a single good thing about sugar except that it makes things taste good. What makes it so bad, and what is the financial parallel?
Well, boy, added sugar. Seems like everything you buy today, everything processed food always has added sugar, and it's amazing if you try to do some sort of diet where you're trying to avoid sugar, it's mm-hmm. almost impossible. I think in the financial world, what that tends to mean to me is, as I'm reviewing people's investments, there are a ton of hidden fees out there that they're just not even aware that they're eating, that they're ingesting, because it's not disclosed on some wrapper like you might see in a food in the store. So as we sometimes do on this radio show, I'm going to pick on variable annuities only because they're such a rude offender of this little rule. Now, I was looking at some just this past week. A nice couple came in for a review, and they had a couple $100,000 of variable annuities. Those things had between 3% and 4% a year in fees.
Wow.
Ron, on that $200,000, that's over 10 years, that's 70 or 80 grand worth of fees they're going to pay. They better have some really, really good benefits that are associated with that variable annuity. If they're going to pay between 70 and 80 grand of the fees, that's not even the fee that the advisor is getting paid for having that in the portfolio. What we actually looked at, they had bought these in 2011. they still had surrender charges associated with them. They had earned less than 3.5% a year, and their broker had never changed the asset allocation. So they absolutely, positively were not getting the value out of this, kind of like added sugar that you get in your food. The added sugar they had in these investments, the hidden fees, they were absolutely not benefiting this couple. Our discussion was, is there something we can do to change these, maybe get you out of these and get you in a better spot? And we're still working on that for them.
And I'll bet that when they came in, they had no idea what kind of fees they were paying. And certainly you reveal all that to them. And
they had no idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was probably in some way loosely explained to them when they first bought that investment.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not understood by them.
Yeah. Not very well understood at all. Let's get on to the next element here when it comes to unhealthy financial foods. How about trans fats? Now, we hear about that all the time in your dieting, but why do we eat so much of trans fats in the beginning in our food, but how does that apply to your finances?
Well, so when I think of trans fat, I think of cakes and cookies and donuts and, you know, the things in that category, and the reason we eat trans fats is because they make things taste so good. Well, maybe the parallel in the financial world is having too much risk in your portfolio while the market's going up. And so I talked to a lady just 2 weeks ago. We were talking about her 401k, and it has been killing it over the last couple of years, doing really, really well. And so, but when we looked at that, it was because she had more than 85% of the balance was in the stock market. Well, she's not comfortable with that, but she loved the fact that it had been going up and up and up. What she didn't want to do was have a similar experience to what she had in 2008 and 2009 when her 401k went down about 50%. Well, that wasn't what she was thinking about now, because the most recent experience has been really, really positive. So what we had to do was explain to her, look, you are now 10 years closer to retirement than you were back in 2008 and 2009. And eventually you are going to regret taking that much risk in your portfolio. You just won't have the time to recover. And the regret will be significantly greater now than it was 10 years ago. You know, those big market collapses, they happen on a somewhat regular basis. It was more than 55% in 2008 and 2009. It was a little more than 45% in the year, you know, that 2000, 2002, that tech bubble. You know, think back to the mid-80s, we had about a 33, 34% decline. In the mid-70s, we had a 48 or 50% decline. The 60s, late 60s, there was about a 38% decline. Those big declines happen on a somewhat regular basis. And I don't exactly know when the next one's coming up, but I do know that it is coming up. So that's the very first thing that we do for somebody when we give them one of these second opinions, these complete planning reviews that we offer. We measure and analyze the amount of risk that they're taking with the money they've saved so hard for retirement. So, you know, if you've been listening to our show for a while, you know that I'm really passionate in my belief that you deserve a secure and independent retirement and some real financial straight talk to help you get there. And so that's why on our shows, I always offer a complimentary financial review that we call our CPR, our Financial Complete Planning Review. So all you have to do is, if you've saved at least $250,000 for your own retirement, then if you call our toll-free number and ask for a financial CPR, we'll get back to you next week, and we'll schedule that time to come in and do that. What is a financial CPR? Well, we'll do three things for you that I think are going to be really important to getting you on the road to the retirement you want. The first thing we'll do is analyze how much risk you're taking with the money you've saved so hard for your own retirement. We'll discuss how taxes are going to impact you in retirement. And then I'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. We'll do all that analysis for you. Then I'll give you some straight talk on exactly what we saw. I think this is a terrific opportunity for you to get some answers to your specific questions that we just can't answer on a radio show. So if you'd like to get some financial straight talk that's specific to you and your retirement, call our number now and just ask for this complete planning review, our financial CPR.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
The opinions expressed by David Dickens and guests on this radio show are their own and do not reflect the opinions of this radio station. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results. Any strategies mentioned may not be suitable for everyone. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you. Before acting on any information mentioned, please consult with a qualified tax or investment advisor to determine if it is suitable for your specific situation. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to subjects covered. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Brookstone Capital Management and its investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to disclose any conflicts of interest and all associated fees. Additionally, the recently enacted Department of Labor fiduciary rule imposes a fiduciary duty upon advice given to any retirement account, including qualified insurance annuity products. Please refer to the BCM firm brochure, Form ADV 2A, for additional information regarding the fiduciary standard.